This episode is brought to you by Children of Virtue and Vengeance, the instant number one New York Times bestseller and stunning sequel to Tomi Adeyemi's novel Children of Blood and Bone. This sweeping fantasy series is described as Black Panther with magic, bringing both Black Lives Matter and Black Girl magic into a fictional West African world inspired by Tomi's Nigerian roots. Join the phenomenon and read it now.
Welcome to the Friend Zone.
Every time I'm in the zone.
My name is Dustin.
I'm Francesco, also known as Hey Friend Hey.
My name is Asante.
This is the Friend Zone.
Let's start the show. I'm in the zone.
He came to me and a family member and told us while he was standing there, all Kim want to do is fuss, fight, and F, the three Fs. And every time that come about, here come a little ugly baby. There come Vincent.
My baby ain't ugly.
Ugly.
All the babies.
What? You just called me.
There was a woman early in that, an artist that went, ooh. Mm-hmm. That took me out so early on.
Let me tell you what I heard in that clip. I'm going to tell you what I heard in that clip. You tell me. I know it's sensational.
God, Lord.
Okay? Sensational. I know it is.
Oh, my God.
But to me, I heard strength. I heard attention to detail, okay? I heard determination. I heard protection, all those things. See, the mama bear jumped out. And sometimes within, mothers are just an amazing being to me because I'm telling you, the maternal instinct is something else. In the midst of being insulted, in the midst of defending your character, you standing next to somebody that's supposed to be on your side. The clip you heard was from Lauren Lake's, shout out to Lauren Lake, was from Lauren Lake's paternity court. And the lady was giving witness on behalf of her granddaughter. So she was, the babies that she was calling ugly were her great-grandchildren. That was her granddaughter that she was standing next to. She was there supporting her granddaughter in the case against the father of the ugly babies. And so, but what I found amazing was, even though they had to be working together, and even though she really needed this testimony from her grandmother, she still wanted to clear up that her baby wasn't ugly. So she let her rant and rave, and she never contested or challenged anything else she said, but she was determined to be clear, okay? Let's be clear, okay? Like Rihanna said, she was determined to be clear, okay, about one thing, which was the fact that my baby ain't ugly. As you go through life today,
that is
people,
a terrible clip.
I'm telling you, clean it up today. Clean up what they messed up. When somebody got you fucked up, you go ahead and let them know the hashtag, yo baby ain't ugly, okay? And that's the clip of the week. With that being said, it's time to go into the QTNAs. Let's get this over with real quick. Remember, we got two different kinds. We're going to kick this thing into high gear real quick. First question, which one of y'all said Tawanda Braxton is the daddy on Netflix's Family Reunion?
I don't even know what that is, but I already know the side by side. Thank you. Y'all don't tag me. So thank y'all in advance.
Thank you.
Question two.
And then Dustin be like, I told y'all.
Question two, which is a QTNA, but this time it's a quick total nigga analysis. Something new. I told you something new for the year. And once again, that's where we get to poke our noses into people's business and give unsolicited advice. This week, we're going to give one key piece of advice to Grammy Award winner Billie Eilish. Okay.
Yeah.
The one piece of advice we're going to give her is to pull that goddamn hair back, because we tired of you walking around looking like you got a coat on with the hood up. Pull that hair back out her damn face. Ain't you sick of that? I want to get to know you. We already got to deal with her and him and all these other weird ass names. And then here come Billie Eilish looking like Bobby Lights with nails and this wig on all in her goddamn face. Pull your hair back.
She's so cute.
I don't know. How do we know?
Accidentally, to your point, because mm-hmm. you just mentioned her, I thought it was so lovely that she had her hair up last night, because I was like, oh, we never see her with her hair up. So
and light glasses.
Right? So I was like, wow. So to your point, yeah, I can see that.
Her nails was cute, though. Moving on. Question three. See, I told y'all we almost done.
Okay.
Is it true that this past weekend at the Uggs outlet up in Woodbury Commons, right?
Oh, no.
Here we go.
Two women's with an S reached for the same can of boot spray at the counter at the same time.
Boot spray.
And then Kehlani smiled.
Oh, Lord.
And looked up, and Tahiri was smiling right back at her and snatched it out of her hand.
What? They look nothing alike. Kehlani and Tahiri.
Tahiri and Kehlani smiling. my
word. You are
I can almost see
no.
it.
Mm-hmm.
She's got this round, they've got this round, these round features in their face. Mm-hmm. I can almost see it.
Thank you. They got them teacup ride at Disneyland bottom jaw part. Moving forward, we'd like to welcome everyone to the Friend Zone,
which is your weekly look. I love Kalani.
Into all things mental health, mental wellness, and mental hygiene. Because who in the hell wants a musty brain?
Kalani's my birthday twin, so I'm going to defend adorable. Her.
I love Kalani. And also, early music moment. Her new song with Keisha Cole is the
all
shit.
On me. That
is
it's the shit. And they both going off on it.
I saw she has one with Justin Bieber.
Does she?
Yeah,
what's
I saw the album art. I don't know. It was just a red album cover with like him looking sad on it with no shirt on.
So is it called Bowl Cut?
Go hit Kalani. I guess she's having a season.
Yeah, so I'm curious. Right? Kalani and Justin Bieber. That should be interesting. We'll hear it when it drops.
I like that Yummy song, but you know.
Yummy. Yeah.
That song together gonna be called Bummy.
So,
yes,
I have a black business of the week. So remember, we shouted out. I'm looking at you. This
I'm
whole
here.
Time.
I'm right here.
So
with you.
We shouted out our very good friend Santana Caress. Remember,
because yes.
she's not only is she Jade's partner with For the Culture Catering.
Absolutely.
She also has her own cooking company called I'll Cook Like Your Mother, and we shouted out her YouTube channel under the same name, I'll Cook Like Your Mother, and you guys showed her tons of love. I loved it. All the comments were like, Friendzone game, we're from Friendzone. So y'all are already lit. But she actually created a GoFundMe for Puerto Rico. Right. So it's called La Clínica de Comida, and it's a community food health and healing initiative inspired by the Black Panthers People's Free Food Program.
Okay.
So based in San Juan, Puerto Rico, La Clínica de Comida is raising funds to provide free monthly community meals, acupuncture clinics, isn't that amazing? Local produce and water filtration systems to neighborhoods in need.
This sounds like wellness to me.
Massive. They are setting a goal of 15,000, which honestly, I don't even think that's enough.
Right.
But hopefully we can surpass even that as just a starting point. Right now, 128 people have donated, so It's a program she wants to continue with. You know, obviously, the need will always be there. So if we can continue pouring into this GoFundMe, that would be awesome. Of course, I can't, like, read the link out, but I will post it on our Twitter. So you guys can feel free to circulate that, please. And I will obviously post it under the show details as well.
Shout out to Santana,
who recently moved to Puerto Rico. So I think it's amazing that not only is she from there, but she's also making sure to pour back into the community now that she lives there.
Shout out to Santana.
On top of all that great stuff, she's a dope-ass actress, too. So
that's
like,
right.
Shout out to Santana.
So
walk him like a dog, girl.
And that's our Black Business of the Week.
Yay.
Don't forget, we will be at Sony Hall on February 13th.
That's right.
Go ahead. Speaking of Sony Hall, I was there opening for Horrible Decisions.
How was it?
It was great. Shout out to Mandy and Weezy. They actually did Sony Hall two nights in a row.
Come on, twice.
So there were actually a lot of listeners in the crowd. So shout out to everybody that was fans of the show. I did a little shameless plug in my opening. So I hope to see y'all back there at Sony Hall. Okay,
what's this in your hand?
So at the Sony Hall, they had all these flyers. So I stole a bunch of them.
Oh my god, that's so cute!
They are so bomb. Y'all can have these if y'all want
Thank
them.
Thank you. I don't know what I'm gonna do with them.
I don't know
really
either,
cute.
But they just look really, really bomb. So I took
we're
those.
Cute. Yeah.
And we're on like the little spot on the outside of it. It's really, really dope.
Really? Did you take a picture?
I did. I'll send you the picture.
Send that
yes.
to me. So that'll be my IG post. So
if you're even in New York City, you should just walk by and take a picture.
Oh my God, I gotta do that.
Yeah, you. I know, right?
That's
it was
such a
so
New
surreal.
York
like,
moment.
I was like, damn.
Wait, I didn't know we were on the outside. I didn't see that.
Right when you walk by, because, you know, I was about to zoom on by.
I saw we were inside of Sony Hall.
Yeah, we're on the inside and we're like right on the outside.
We gotta go take a picture.
Yeah,
that's gonna be my post then.
So big and so
page
cool.
me tomorrow.
Right, let's set that up. Page me.
So you need me tomorrow.
Shout out to everybody.
143. That'll be me when you get that text.
Shout out to everybody that's going to be in the building. Y'all know it's going to be a great show. Again, go to SonyHall.com and search the Friend Zone. Y'all going to find us easy. And without further ado, I think we should just. Are there any?
Y'all better come to the show.
Come on,
it's gonna be really fun.
I like that it's different too. That it's like dinner tables. Yes. Like that's kind of cool.
After being in there for Horrible Decisions, because I've been in there for the Reed show.
How is the venue? Is it like cool?
Oh yeah, the venue is very very sexy. So nice. It's gonna be really nice. And it was sexy the night doing the show, and it just made me think of how sexy it's gonna be when we do our show.
Yeah,
so
I can't wait.
It's gonna be so much fun.
And the food was good, and them drinks was.
Yes, the food, drinks, and the service. You know, yes. That's important to me too. Food, drinks, and service is all good.
Yeah, because
a couple of them. Servers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
I mean, well, that'll be helpful.
Yeah, I mean, it absolutely will be. Sony Hall is a great venue. I'm very, very excited. I'm
very excited to be
so happy
working
we're doing
them.
This partnership with them. And y'all, we just can't wait for y'all to be in the building.
Amen. Any other announcements before we move on?
Just one. I want to give a huge thank you to the GSA Summit, which was an event that I got to give the keynote address at.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, thank you.
Congratulations.
So I was
like,
thank you so much.
That's so cool.
To work in partnership with the New York City Schools and the New York City Department of Education.
I gotta tell my mom that.
It
you know,
lit.
She's a teacher, a retired teacher. She's gonna freak out. Well, I'm saying I'm gonna tell her, like, she ain't gonna be listening at 8 a.m.
This apple's for you, mama friend.
I love it.
But, yeah, it was really dope. And the GSA is this organization that they got all this funding to. Create where they have students who identify as queer. Basically, they create these groups for them to support them in whatever ways they need.
Stop.
Activities, group activities that they do together really aid them, you know, greatly.
Yeah.
Somebody to talk to, buddies. Hell, it was like 500 motherfucking kids in the auditorium. So I was like, this is.
Justin Lund
I
kids.
Was really happy to be. Invited to be there in that
to
capacity.
To be a role
so,
model.
Shout out to them, specifically Soraya Sakai. She was instrumental in securing me for that event. So thank you to her. And thank you to the Office of Safety and Youth Development at the New York City Department of Education and the LGBTQ Equity Office. And shout out to Jason Rodriguez from Pose. He was on the he was one of the panelists as well.
Oh, nice.
It was just a great event. So shout out to the New York City's public schools because they was doing that right.
And
so,
shout out to you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you, y'all.
Shout out to you for being amazing.
Thank you. All right, that's it. Come see us at Sony Hall.
Okay.
So last week's episode titled No Hemo, Yes Hemo. Crystal texted me and was like, what the fuck is this title? I was like, you texting the wrong person because Asante produced
Listen,
that episode.
You know.
So Asante took over production. Why don't you give a little recap on what that was about?
Last week we got to discuss CES, which is a consumer expo show that happens in Vegas. I got to walk you through some of the random things that happened. The title came from the Impossible Meat, which they were unveiling of the Impossible Pork for this year. So we went from Impossible Burgers to now y'all gonna see Impossible Ribs and all that.
And getting me to eat it is the Impossible Dream.
I mean, very much that right there.
Maya listened, by the way, and she was like, I love CES. I was like, yes, we know.
And
I'm very excited
course.
You're listening.
Of course. Like that was Maya down. I was like, everything there, I was like, oh, Maya.
Like, that's all
Maya.
Her. It's crazy.
They were doing drones. Speaking of.
Hire her to be an ambassador, CES.
Hell yes. Mm-hmm. Speaking
Come on.
Of. And for, I don't know Hi, if it needs to be. No, but seriously. And I don't know if it needs to be a big company that takes Maya or something, because I was thinking back to when I was watching the drone videos, buying Go Over No Drones for the episode. I was watching the drone videos, thinking about Maya and the drone footage that y'all had from y'all's trip.
Yeah,
oh
man.
My
I was like, if I just had, like if I lived out on the West Coast, of course I would have a damn drone, but like it'd be cold out here and I ain't got nowhere to put no damn drone.
And a pigeon in the price.
Right. You know, there's too many reasons for me to not get one here, but like if I had space and opportunity, that would just be lit. So Shout out to Maya.
Some rims on my drone so when it lands,
oh
like it look
God.
Good.
Or even when it's in the sky, you know, you see it dripping
like
a little bit.
Yeah. Some spokes, nigga.
I
mean,
love
drone,
y'all storms
shit.
Come. Y'all see that cloud?
Y'all saw that hood.
But anyway, you guys had a lot
Can
to
you put
say.
Rims on a snowmobile?
On a snowmobile? Won't it rust?
I don't know. Because whatever under there got to last. So I just wonder if whatever is under there,
Damn.
You can get chrome.
Now you got me thinking.
Can,
I mean,
I
I'm sure
you
they
can
put
a chrome
some
underbody
coding.
On your snowmobile. That would be fire. Think about the reflection of that chrome against that snow.
Yes.
Against the pure driven snow.
Like a platinum.
Oh my God. Ooh. Like.
With some Philips Hue lights inside.
Yes, for real. Spaceship, baby.
Philips Hue lights, y'all need rims. So, yes. So after last week's episode, of course you guys had a lot to say. So who stood out to you, Asante?
Shout out to everybody that sent me messages. A lot of people were sending me Instagram posts of like things that they saw on the internet, like cars from the CES, and people were telling me that they worked CES or covered it. But I want to give a shout out to people in the emails because I like to stay in the emails. So don't forget to email us at thefriendzone@loudspeakersnetwork.com. But this actually isn't even about the CES because that was just, there are too many things I would have to describe in some of the letters I was getting. But this was just really short and sweet, and not sweet, actually, but, you know. It's from Kayla. Shout out to Kayla. And it just says, the title is, Renter's Insurance is Worth Every Damn Penny.
Oh, boy.
And she says, thank you, friend, for reminding listeners about renter's insurance. I'm sorry that happened to you, and I know how that feels. Back in summer 2018, our upstairs neighbor left a cigarette lit and caused a house fire. My parents and I lived downstairs, so we had mostly water damage. My bedroom was directly under our tenant, so my room was soaked. Thank God we had homeowners insurance. God. We were able to live in an extended stay hotel until my parents were able to sell the house and buy a new home.
Wow.
Our tenant, however, her furniture wrecked and everything from our room to the living room was charred, and she didn't have renter's insurance. I think she ended up staying with a friend. I haven't spoken to her since then. And like you guys said,
how you gonna laugh?
They was like, fuck that bitch. Yeah. Like, you done put us on our damn
God
house.
Damn.
I'll never talk to you again.
Well.
Oh my God.
Like you guys said, insurance is another bill, but it helps during the worst circumstances.
Yeah. I see.
So shout out to Kayla. I was just like going through and I was like, damn, because you know, I was just getting my regular insurance squared on. I was like, yes.
One thing I'm done with.
And then I thought about when you talked about that last week, and I was like, oh yeah, you know, I do need to just stay on this too. Because I'd happen hearing like this creak in my floor, and I'm like, what, that's something I fall through?
I have PTSD now. Yeah. I went to the bathroom in here in the studio, and there was water running, and I was like,
oh no.
I wanted to be like, somebody check it. Check the wall.
What about you, friend? What did you find? Have you been in them SoundCloud creaks?
I'm actually dipping into the Twitter streets, but I have to say, you guys were sharing a lot of your stories, which was a bit traumatizing, but I get it, related. Content, and some of y'all had me dead. Some people were like, nah, why the hell didn't you have renters?
Yeah, some of these emails were in there calling for the girl's head. I was like, oh, I don't know about that.
Can I just say, so this weekend I taught a class at Haza School. Yes. Remember, I was performing it. Oh, by the way, thank you to everyone that pulled out. There was a lot of friend zone in there, but I have to say, so the school, the way it's set up, it's similar to IG Live where there's a chat. Luckily, it's not on the screen. It's kind of off to the side, kind of more so like YouTube style. Mm-hmm. So I'm in the middle of teaching the class, and then somebody writes, I bet she's wet. The eighth floor has got to go.
No.
And they just kept typing it like if they were chanting it. And I was like, if you don't stop.
No.
Because I know whoever didn't listen to that episode must have been like, what does that mean? Who's wet?
Oh, my God.
That's all you, Dustin.
Way to go, class clown. That's what I'm talking about. Damn. I love it.
Whoever that was, you were fucking hilarious.
She's wet. The eighth floor has got to go.
They just kept writing it. But thank you once again to all of you who pulled up. We were there for like 3-4 hours. It was an incredible class. So much was shared and so much goofiness in the chat. But I have to say, I dipped into the Twitter streets. And
Twitter streets.
So-and-so said, that's such a cute Twitter at.
So-and-so.
So she said, I got pissed all over again listening to Hey Friend Hey talk about her apartment. The same thing happened to me with my first place. The flooding began in my son's room at 2:30 in the morning and didn't stop, fully stop, until just after 9 a.m. That's insane. Mm-hmm. My upstairs neighbor had left her tub on. How do you leave your tub on? Like, what are these people doing? When it was all said and done, the super simply knocked on my door and told me what happened. Never fixed a thing. And I lost most of my belongings. The carpet molded. The ceiling partially collapsed. That's scary. Oh, no. And my kitchen cabinets detached from the wall.
They was just sick of the whole damn thing. Kansas was like, that's it.
They just ignored me. That's really scary.
The cabinets?
No, the super. Oh my God.
Thought it was some Beauty and the Beast shit. Candlesticks dancing and singing and shit.
Finally, I gave up trying to contact them after 2 months and just moved. Another 2 months passed and I get a credit alert saying an eviction was reported on me.
What?
I told the judge what happened to remove the eviction, but the property management company still sued me for the lease balance.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Saying that I never contacted them. And since I'd only only ever communicated with them via the resident portal, which I clearly don't have access to anymore, I had no proof of my own that I had been contacting them nearly nonstop. So I had to pay them $3,000.
Oh, no.
I only gave it to them in pennies.
Man. And then she says, I haven't rented from a property management company since. That is just...
She got my damn nerves bad.
Right. Like I said, y'all traumatized me a little bit, but, you know, I was like, oh, okay, well. But, you know, my apartment is already looking better.
We on the up and up.
Even the workers that came in from, you know, the companies that got outsourced, like when they were checking for mold and the insurance company, even they were saying that in all the years they've worked on cases like this, this was the fastest responding building in New York City. Which I guess, you know, I can imagine landlords are usually a mess.
Yeah,
that's right.
So at least that made me feel a little bit better that my building is trying, even though it's made out of construction paper, I'm convinced, because how the hell did it reach the second floor? You know, but still.
Right.
It's getting
one
fixed.
One thing at a time, friend.
One crutch at a time. But it's getting fixed, and, you know, I'll be able to work on that room, even though I'm going to be a little nervous, too. But, you know, it won't happen again. And even so, I have Lemonade renter's insurance now, so I'll be all right.
Now, you know it's all right if it's Beyonce, the insurance.
Dustin, what'd you find in the Twitter street?
Okay, so that's definitely where I was at. I want to give a shout-out to Imani at... Imani A-L-E-X-X-U-S, so Imani Alexis.
Imani.
She quoted a tweet from a guy named Mr. CEO who said, anybody know her? She dropped her ID. And it's a college university ID where it says, it's got the girl's picture and it says Asia Thomas, right?
Okay. Whoa.
So he says, anybody know her? She dropped her ID. So Imani quotes the tweets. He says, that's Asia Thomas. She goes to TSU. Like, it's on the ID. What you mean? Do anybody know her? And a girl named it. I thought it was brilliant. Okay. I want to give one shout out to Anita Baker, y'all.
Terrible.
That's right. That's right. Yawn Jones. So Anita Baker, who is the best yawner in the history of being tired. Anita Baker said, back in the day, every album cover and video, I processed, wrapped, cut, and curled my own hair. Stylists kept bringing ridiculously long, untextured weaves and wigs. They felt my own hair was not professional or glamorous enough. Mm. Now, what makes that so noteworthy is that everybody knows that Anita Baker was iconic for having that short hair.
Mm-hmm.
All the women in the black community was getting their hair cut like that. So to know that it wasn't some, you know, hair guru behind this iconic, like, you know, haircut. It was just her own genius. I thought that was just fascinating. The only other tweet I wanted to highlight, I hate telling y'all about photos and videos over the airwaves, but sometimes you just got to because it's too damn funny not to. So shout out to Live Simply Fit, that's at LIV Simply Fit, who said, me adding garlic powder after I added minced garlic, and it's a still shot of Megan Thee Stallion in the kitchen
I
cooking.
I love that photo.
And
she's like tossing
me.
Something in there. Everybody know you got to put garlic powder in everything you make, damn near, no matter if it's got minced.
Even if it has fresh garlic.
Whatever it is. It's like, you got to put that shit in there. So those are.
I put it in everything.
My only tweets that I wanted to highlight this week.
Sweet. So this week, Dustin Ross, you said that you had a hot button for us.
I do have a hot button, and it's not the hat that Billy Porter wore to the Grammys.
Yeah.
The only other tweet that I want to highlight, I'm not going
to
go back
to it. I sent that video to Crystal.
Of him opening the.
Yeah, and I wrote. I wrote, me popping up in your living room when you start meditating. Because she bought a meditation poof.
Yes. Meditation master.
Come on, meditation poof.
I know it will be in my meditation booth. I'm going to get a meditation booth.
I don't want to know.
Oh, Lord.
They said that hat was somebody hiding in Beyonce's house. So every time she get up to go to the bathroom and leave her laptop open, they open that hat up and see what she working on. I guffawed. Anywho, yeah, so they turned the wheels over to me this week. Everybody knows. So rest in peace to Kobe Bryant and his baby Gianna.
Man, I
Words can't even express. So send our love to Vanessa and to everybody connected to them in some way, shape, fashion, or form.
And the nine people that passed on the helicopter.
Oh my God, the pilot, like
the children,
everybody.
The parents, the coach, the pilot.
Yeah.
Super tragic. So we had a totally different show prepared and produced for you guys this week, but I thought it would be great to make a left instead of a right and do something fun.
Right,
so,
lighten it up a bit.
We know you guys love our true crime episodes. And so in that same vein, I came across something actually in the Twitter streets that I just, it was unbelievable to me. And I really wanted to see what you guys thought about it and just know what you would do if you was in this circumstance.
Oh my
if
goodness.
You was in these shoes.
I'm ready.
What would you do, right?
What would you do?
So, there is a Twitter account that exists, and it's called AITA. Do you guys know what AITA
yes.
means?
Yes. Okay. Am I the asshole?
Yes, that's what it means.
Oh, okay.
And in these Twitter accounts, it's usually like firsthand accounts that people have written into, I believe it's a Reddit page.
Yeah, it's a Reddit forum. That's why I know, because I love Reddit.
I was going to say, it sounds like some Reddit language. I got it now.
Shout out to Serena, baby. But because y'all keeping her paid every time you do this.
Yep.
And I love
Reddit,
to
Reddit,
see
Reddit,
it.
Reddit, Reddit, Reddit.
Reddit, Reddit, Reddit. So anyway, on this account, people leave just an account of something, a personal circumstance that they're going through that they may or may not be deemed an asshole for having the perspective or opinion they have on it. And so they want to know, like, what we think. You guys know I'm addicted to like those HBCU confessions accounts and all those anonymous sites where you can submit anonymously and kind of air your grievance or vent and see how people think about it or what they feel about it. Fascinating.
Six brown chicks, is that the one?
Six brown chicks. My God. And I'm not talking about the Real Housewives of Atlanta. But anyway, so this week I found something that I thought was just words can't express, so I'm just going to read it. You guys feel free to chime in.
I hope I haven't read it already.
I hope you haven't either, because this is good, friend. Okay. The email is titled, "Am I the Asshole for Banning My Husband and Father-in-Law from the Delivery Room Due to Their Intensely Stressful and Creepy Behavior During My Pregnancy?"
Oh. Okay, I haven't read this.
Okay, so you ready?
I saw it on the Twitter timeline, too, but I didn't click it. Thank God I didn't click it.
Well, friend, I clicked, and then I clicked. I was like, oh, my God.
Hit us
with
it.
Couldn't believe it. Okay, so here we go, you guys.
Oh, I'm excited.
It's submitted by someone named Morbid Mommy 11.
Okay. All right, already.
Okay.
Morbid Mommy says, a lot of context that the character limit cuts off, but here's the gist. My husband and I are expecting our first child, which I knew would be a really sensitive issue as his own mother died in childbirth with him, okay? So she's having a baby by her husband who his mom died during childbirth with him, okay? We met through a marriage counselor, we met with a marriage counselor to talk things through at the beginning, and he swears he's been seeing his own therapist twice a month throughout my pregnancy. So obviously the fact that she's pregnant was sensitive
triggering.
For her husband. Yeah, yeah. Triggering. Mm-hmm. Which I have my own thoughts about that, but it's not my circumstance, so whatever. She follows by saying, I don't want to call him a liar, but I'm fairly sure that he's either not going or not talking about the big issue that he and his father, who is a hugely active part of our lives, are completely convinced that I am going to die in childbirth.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Whew.
She says, I promise it's more just take it in like at face value. It's more shocking than anything to me because this is the craziest shit I have ever heard in my life. Y'all listen. So she says they won't openly admit it, but their behavior has reached the point where it's constantly making me feel stressed and uncomfortable. Now, some of that might just be the pregnancy because I ain't never met nobody that's pregnant and be like, I'm so comfortable. The baby pressing on and making you fart and shit when you don't want to, pressing on bladders.
Bladder.
And, yeah. Like, so I think some of that might just be the pregnancy, but going on. She says, when it was the husband saying, please make sure your life insurance is up to date, and I'd like you to meet with a lawyer and draft a will, I was like, that's kind of intense, but okay, if that makes you feel better. When the husband asked me to go through all of my possessions and quote unquote inventory what I wanted to be saved for the baby. Y'all should see Fran's face right now.
Fran is looking around like, what the fuck?
I am too, and I'm reading this.
What's going on?
I just can't take my eyes off the text. Otherwise, I too would be looking from side to side. Okay. So she said,
I got lost really fast.
Asante, like, what? So she says, when the husband asked me to go through all of my possessions and quote unquote inventory, what I wanted to be saved for the baby versus what I would want to be returned to my family in the event of my death, I put my foot down, which was probably swollen. But she said, I put my foot down and said, absolutely not. Too morbid, no way. My father-in-law, who lives a few blocks away and eats dinner with us 2 to 4 nights a week, which already would be getting on my motherfucking nerves.
Yeah, that's
like,
a lot.
I mean, goddamn.
God.
You ain't got no stove? Like, what the fuck? Uber Eats, nigga? Same.
Oh,
anyway.
No, that's so mean.
Okay. So she said her father-in-law got on her case about how she was making things quote-unquote difficult for my husband in the event that he will be a grieving widower with a newborn. Why are we even focusing
God,
on
like,
her?
Like we're supposed to
ain't nothing even wrong with this
like,
bitch. Like
she
she's totally
birth
like
in peace?
Like she's good. Okay.
Oh my God.
Like y'all think y'all sperm cursed or something? Like what the
self-fulfilling
hell? Like
prophecy
damn.
If they keep
I'm telling
doing that.
You. So she says, I'm just going to add here that I've had a completely complication-free pregnancy and have no reason to think that I will die screaming in the coming weeks, right? Which the screaming part just made me think about on Martin when they had to, that lady went into labor when they was babysitting and the doll shot across the room. Okay, anyway.
So many ridiculous moments. Because it was great.
So she said, when I tell my husband this, he calls me paranoid, but I
Wait.
Feel like, right.
Wait.
So here's what she tells her husband. I know, friend. I know, friend.
He calls her paranoid.
And I don't know why you see, sometimes you got to take accountability. You got to sweep your own front door. Why would you even try to confide in this motherfucker after he's the one who told you to take inventory of your things on what needed to go to your mama's house if you, I mean, come
in
on.
In the event.
I can't
wow.
take it.
I'll be like, my plug's still in the wall. It ain't pulled yet. So I don't know what you know. Drip still dripping. Anyway, okay. So
not
she said,
plug.
When I tell my husband this, he calls me paranoid, but I feel like my father-in-law wants me to die. Mm. His whole life identity. See, Fran, this is why we had to talk about that. Y'all just see Fran is holding her hands at the wrist and lean back, like taken the fuck aback by this story. Because I was too. What is going on? This sound like some Ryan Murphy shit, for real. Okay. So she said that her father-in-law's whole life identity for the past 35 years has been, quote, amazing single dad.
Oh my
he never
God.
Dated or had close friends or even hobbies, really. And it seems like he's looking forward to being able to guide my husband through what he went through. At this point, I would honestly be happy to never see my father-in-law again. Bitch, I bet you would. Like, shit. This motherfucker counting out, tapping his wristwatch every time he looking at you. Like,
I mean, from the looks of it, that's what he's hoping
is
to
the son yeah. going to see his father as his therapist? And he putting that shit in his head every fucking week?
For real. This reminded me a lot of that, of the fucking true crime thing with the guy that was lying about being in therapy and he was really playing them tapes.
Oh my God.
You smell the scent in you. You remember them tapes he was listening to? Anyway.
Christ.
Okay. So she said she would be happy to never see her father-in-law again, and she certainly doesn't want him to be in the delivery room, especially since he told her, now check this out, y'all. He told her that he was putting his foot down about her not being allowed to have an epidural or laughing gas.
Who?
She says he's a commanding presence, and I know that whatever he wants in the delivery room, he will get. I know what people will say, labor and delivery nurses would never let that happen, but you haven't met this man. That's what she said. I know. Now, see, that kind of was the first thing for me where I was like, is she lying? Is this real or whatever? But
right.
Because at that point, like, I don't know. I just, but also I'm not pregnant. I don't know. I can't even get picked.
But also, we don't even have those personality types. Or like, ovaries. Nobody's going to come in and decide for me. You know what
I'm
I mean?
I'm sitting up here thinking, like, well, the moment he would have said, you crazy, I would have been packed the bag. I'm going to just be at the hospital till I had this baby. I'll see you on the other side because you being, you're doing too much.
If
right
you
now
think
whatever
I'm
whatever the
be
eloping version of pregnancy
right
is.
I'm like, that's what I this ain't divorce and this ain't really a separation. This is see after birth, okay?
You finna push a watermelon through a lemon. And you think you care about what this nigga got to say?
Wow.
Please. Mm-mm. I'd be like, as soon as I shit this baby out, I'm kicking your fucking ass.
But honestly, I would have told the nurse too. I would have been like, low key, I think he's trying to kill me.
Exactly.
Like, just straight up.
You know what I would have said? Help. That's what I would have said. Sometimes, friend.
Help.
I need somebody. Help. Not just anybody.
I mean,
this nigga trying to catch my body. Like, come on. Can you believe, Fred? I just would have been like,
this
help
is the craziest.
You gotta ask for help. Okay.
Are there more twists and turns?
Yes.
Oh my God.
The road is long and winding. We just getting started. I'm telling y'all, this was, I wouldn't just
this
pick something
Grace
that was just
too
like, oh my
Jeez
God.
You're a friend. Like,
I look
more
at my knees.
Yo, she has been on 10 the whole time.
Imagine if they was in stirrups like her is about to be.
Oh,
so
no.
Here we go. Okay. She says, my husband, in addition to backing his dad on everything, acts like my due date is my death date and has completely pulled away from me. Thank God for your blessings. Okay, she said, every minute with him is morbid, stressful, and a reminder that our marriage seems to be crumbling.
Oh my God.
No matter how many times I tell him his behavior makes me stressed and upset, it's just getting worse, and I do not want it around me while I'm concentrating on giving birth. Do I owe it to my husband to let him stress and upset me during labor?
Hell no.
Is his presence at the birth more important than a safe and healthy delivery? My therapist says no, but this whole thing has been so weird, I feel like I need some outside perspective. Okay.
Wow.
So there's more. So somebody responded to this entry, right? That was the end of her initial entry. Someone responded and said, so I don't know how it's escaped your notice, but your father-in-law is preparing to murder you and your husband is planning to let him. They're not even being subtle about it. That's what somebody responded and said. Okay. So then here's the update.
This is eerie.
Right.
So she said, I really, really, really would prefer my own mother to be there in place of my father-in-law. The hospital only allows two support folks in the room. My husband said that that's not fair, as we both need a support person, and that he will be mine and my father-in-law will be his.
Dustin's face.
Because I'm telling you, friends, sometimes you can't see that trap door that you finna walk into right there. What kind of fucking shit right is that? You ain't got nothing in your belly coming out.
At all.
You're not about to give birth to nothing. The deposit you made is in her at
he
that
don't
point
need no damn support.
Like, exactly. You gonna
I mean,
need some support trying
I'm
to pull this
mad
shit
at
off.
At the dad needing support, but in this case,
no, exactly,
I'm uncomfortable.
Under
please
normal circumstances,
because the dad
fine
who does need support.
But him doing this is
if
a crush.
If his ankle is broke, sure. Well, ain't nothing wrong with his ass. That he's that. Come on,
right.
This is crazy.
No,
as
but
fuck
in this situation, it's just a lot going on.
Hell yeah. Ooh.
So she said. So he told her that he'll be her support, and his father-in-law and her father-in-law will be his. She said, "I do get that, but the father-in-law is like actively planning for my death. I don't want that vibe in the delivery room.
I don't want that vibe in the delivery."
He threw that as manipulation.
I mean, come on. So someone else responded and said, no, when your husband gives birth, he gets a support person. Until then, it's all about you.
Bam.
Your mama should be there. Your husband shouldn't if he can't handle it.
Bam.
You won't have
Damn
time or energy to worry about him. So please talk to your medical team and make sure everyone knows what you want, epidural, etc., and keep your father-in-law far away from you. So
yeah,
people are responding,
period,
giving the right advice. Like,
yeah,
these are the direct. Sometimes you need to just read certain words to kind of get the point.
Yeah.
So then more context came out.
She should have lied and said her baby was coming 2 weeks after and then went to the hospital early and got
That's
it out
what
the
I'm
way
saying.
For real.
or elope.
I just
mean,
called the police and been like, listen, just ran it down and been like, either y'all do something or I'm calling them, what's them niggas that be yelling on the corner? the Israelite, the black Israelites, whatever. Y'all better do something. Or I'm calling them black Israelite niggas to come over here.
I just pictured them like standing outside of the
I pictured them getting the car in the middle of the night, putting their armor on
with
and all that.
Miss Roper Three's Company dresses on. Come out there. Y'all motherfucker, leave her alone! I'm telling you, man. So anyway, okay, oh, back to the story. So since people were responding this way, I guess it was encouraging her to like think more
Tell more.
Yeah, offer more context. So there's more. Y'all ready? She said, I'm not allowed to ask what he talks about in therapy, but I'm fairly sure that he isn't going at all. The character limit in my first purse, in my first post. Ooh.
Purse first.
Okay. She said, the character limit forced me to omit this, but he is a complete mess at my doctor's appointments. He's been asking multiple questions about how quickly they can do an emergency C-section, quote, if things go south. He's also been badgering y'all should see Fran.
I was about to say, I'm back to that first comment. Yeah, they are trying to kill you.
Y'all should see how Fran and Asante are looking at me telling the story.
They're trying to kill you, girl. Molly, like, you in danger, girl.
I mean, dude, what they got to do, put the do you just need to hear the revolver like setting? Like, what's the, what? I don't get it. Anyway. So anyway, she also says that he's been badgering the doctor to, quote, inform her that natural delivery is clearly the only real option. He's also been trying to rat on me for eating cheat foods like cheese and ice cream that are, quote, terrible for the baby. She said, it's right. Meanwhile, what he look like? You know what I'm saying? Anyway, she said, it's like he's been replaced by a different man. I don't think this has been a day one thing. Anyway, she says, I don't know what to do anymore. He's constantly staring at me wistfully, red flag, right? Like, and reminding me of good times in our relationship, telling me that he will, not would, but will be lost without me. His mere presence drives up my heart rate at this point, and I'm still over a month out.
I mean, my heart rate, Jesus.
She said, yes, it's weird as fuck. And like I said, I've always felt like he resented me a little for quote unquote. Now she's talking about her father-in-law. She said, I've always felt like he resented me a little for quote unquote taking my husband from him, but we still managed to get along really well. I've been completely unprepared for this because the way he treats me now is just unimaginably cold and weird and controlling. He was never like this before I got pregnant. When we got into it about the epidural, quote, or epidural slash laughing gas, he told me that the only important part of delivery is a healthy baby, that medical intervention for the mother is inherently bad for the baby. And when I told him that my comfort is an important aspect of the birth, he told me, quote, your comfort in this process is irrelevant, end quote.
What?
This is what the father-in-law told her.
See.
She said, I know. See. It's like
what the fuck?
Hey, do you not have none of your family coming over? Because we'll be around when y'all having these conversations.
Like,
where's her mom? Where's her dad? Where's her, you know, siblings, friends?
I'm lost on how she's been with this man. That's allowing her father-in-law to dictate all this stuff. Like, I feel like most people are like, this is my relationship, let me handle it. But the fact that the father-in-law is driving all this mania into the damn husband and that they're all, like, supporting this notion of you just carrying the baby, I guess. Like, what the fuck does that even mean? It's irrelevant.
And like, he better start asking questions about his mama. Since she died, the way these niggas acting, and she died in childbirth, I got questions about what happened then.
He old and he's reliving his shit through her. I have no idea why it just is so normal for them to talk to. Like, why is she still here?
Who in the fuck is gonna let somebody else, daddy, sit up and talk to them about you dying before you give birth to your own child?
Yeah, I guess I'm just wondering where her support system is.
Yeah,
because she's not mentioning anybody. I'm wondering if she doesn't have any.
I keep meaning to ask. Do we know the?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure I do.
All right, I just need to be sure.
I mean,
because
I wasn't thinking about us. I was thinking about, you know, like Asian or something. I don't know. I mean, I just don't understand why this is.
Okay. Nah, because, and she does have, remember she said she would really, really, really rather it be her mom in the delivery room with her.
Right, which means that there's a relationship there, I'm assuming.
But her mama's sorry because why she ain't check this nigga?
Okay.
I don't know. Anyway, so there's more. So she said, so yeah, we're not coming back from that. Our relationship is completely done. She said, I feel like I've been understanding as I possibly can. I scheduled marriage counseling to talk things through when I got pregnant. I wanted to keep going, but my husband insisted that he needed to work through things alone with his own therapist. And I didn't want to push the issue. See, that's the problem right there. This is why it's important when you're in relationships, you got to be clear and present like danger. You got to let them know, like, look, I don't like that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't going to be no, yo, therapist, we don't have, this ain't separate bank accounts. We ain't got separate therapists. And even if we do, we going to this month one together, motherfucker. Get that button down and them jeans, that belt, and let's go. You know, everybody, when you go to shit like a doctor's appointment like that, you put on a button down and some jeans. You know what I'm saying?
Let's go.
Okay, but anyway, there's more. She said, I know y'all like, damn. She said, I honestly don't know if I could be more sensitive without ramping up my own stress level. I caved and did the quote-unquote terminally ill parent recording videos for after their death thing. So they made her record some sort of video in case something goes wrong or whatever. Yeah. I know.
But all this is doing is just making me wonder if this is for real.
I don't know.
At this point, I'm like, can you really be like that?
Right, and if you made it up, you deserve it, bitch. Because you got our nerves bad over here about this. This is horrible.
Terrible. To make
something like this up. I mean, it's a good way to practice your screenwriting.
Right. Because you was that submissive this whole time, but now you want to share all this?
Definitely change in this movie.
I'm dead.
Anyway, okay, here we go. She said, she made those videos, and she said the issue that was the big impetus for me making this post was my father-in-law swinging by the house to quote-unquote help me pack up all my non-maternity clothes and take them to our storage unit.
Okay.
She said, I was like, what the fuck? No. I'll need those soon.
No.
I'm active and healthy and relatively close to my pre-pregnancy size.
I'm done.
He called me insensitive for not making things as easy as possible on my husband. My husband came home, saw that my clothes were still in the closet, and got upset with me because we need to be prepared. Genuinely.
Prepared for my death.
Genuinely. Am I being insensitive here for refusing to take part in the plans for my own death? Should I be supporting my husband by playing along? He won't discuss the stress PTSD thing with me because he says he's working through it with his therapist and they won't talk about anything they discuss. Is there anything I'm not seeing here? Things that I can do to support my husband that don't involve me actively planning to die screaming from a preventable hemorrhage?
I don't believe it anymore.
That's the end of it.
I hope she updates.
I don't.
Or maybe she won't.
Right.
Of course. Now, if that father-in-law never got anything to do with it, that's the last tweet we're going to see.
If this
from her.
Is true, this is wild.
If they never update, I don't believe it happened. Because then they're going to pretend like it happened. And that's why they ain't update. No, I'm not buying this.
This is wild. Like, wild. No. And then she still is, like, concerned about whether she's being a good partner.
She needs to be concerned about being a partner. I ain't never heard a divorce knocking harder on the front door than I have in this. Like, what
Let's
in the hell?
Take your clothes to storage and then making you do a terminally ill video?
Like, yeah, like, in case anything happens.
Right.
I would have got my own lawyer and done other videos. But like, if something happened to me, y'all need to know who did it. Like... You know what?
No.
Can't wait to see the movie adaptation of this.
Right.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, I know there are people that give up their power to that degree in relationships. You see it all the time. Right. But I guess this is just a what?
Yikes. This ain't even degree deodorant. And now let me tell you what else. Ain't no way in hell I would be around some people who are literally telling me I'm about to die.
What, like...
Like, that don't even make no damn sense.
Especially during a time like pregnancy where you're already, like, nervous because we don't know the race. But for the most part, pregnancy is so dangerous. You're already reading articles about the mortality rate. Like, come on.
Are you trying to kill me and the baby?
And now you're trying to kill me when the doctor could already kill me?
Right.
Like,
and why I gotta go and your old ass still alive? You know what I'm saying? That's what I would tell him. Why don't you pack your motherfucking clothes up? Because you look like you in front of me in the line.
And why don't you make you some videos leaving your estate to your old ass daddy since he's so worried something gonna happen?
Right.
This is nuts.
Like, uh-huh. Damn shame what he did to your mama.
Okay.
It's seriously. Like they want to. I'm dead. Cut it out. What if the dad's a killer?
I told you, friend.
What you mean? That's what
I'm QT in the fuck.
I'm trying to see the movie. That's what it got to be.
A whole movie.
And then the twisted daddy gonna be like, "You have to kill her. It's part of the ritual, or else, or some shit gonna happen."
And then in the end, we find out your grandmama's the baby.
Oh God!
Listen.
I feel like that should close.
Have
out
you that. Seen that? Have you seen that horror movie, Hide and Seek?
That's the name of the episode, The Grandma Was the
Yes,
Baby.
Yes, yeah. It is. It has to be. It just has to be.
You seen that horror movie, Hide and Seek, and it's about the guy and the girl, and they get married, and then she realizes she married into a family. Like, it's like a tradition when people get married, they're supposed to hunt down or kill their, like, loved one.
What?
Like, if they play some game.
Hunt down.
Like, they had to hunt this bitch down. And the whole thing was, if she didn't win, or if they killed her by the end of the night, the family gets to live.
And wait, what is this movie?
I think it's called Hide and Seek. And what I don't want to spoil the shit.
Who was it?
The damn wife was it. The guy, he just married this woman, and then she pulled some card, and she had to hide. And if they find her, they had to kill her. And they were basically like, if we don't kill her, we all die.
What kind of twisted?
I'd have had on my red and white striped shirt like Waldo so fast.
I want to spoil it so bad, but I ain't about to spoil
no,
it.
No, don't.
I'm not going
well,
to.
Well, you can, because I'm not. Well, no, don't do
I'm
it.
Not, no, I'm not.
Mind
just for the people
I'm like,
that might
I know
listen.
I'm not going to see it. But I thought you were going to pick a different one that I saw. But now I'm like, ooh, that should be our next one. Because it's about what do you do if your son is, if your child is a sociopath.
I heard about that one,
when I tell you it had me, like sitting there really trying to debate what I would do. It was the craziest story. The craziest story.
Craziest, crazy.
Like, you think this was nuts? The ending to that one had me sick. I was actually talking about it yesterday. That's why it's funny.
Well, it
that
looks like
came
we
up.
Just got a trailer for our next true crime episode and shit.
Y'all... Wow, am I that?
Are you okay?
I'm not.
I'm looking because you are still.
You see me? I'm nervous. Mm-hmm. I'm over here shuffling the flyers and
they
shit.
They trying to take her out. Shit.
Okay.
I guess I'm curious if this was real.
Miley Cyrus.
Motherfucker.
I hope she make it.
I hope she updates us.
I hope she can update us.
I hope this is fake. That was a good one.
That was really good. That was good.
Right. I'ma just operate under
I'm
that
nervous,
assumption.
But it was
if it's
good.
Real, I hope they had a baby and keep it pushing on his ass, honestly. Yeah. I hope she had a baby and leave his ass. Be like, I had the baby.
No, you have to. There's no bouncing back from right. that.
Like, hell no. Don't you be mean? With your daddy.
What you
and
mean?
I'm not leaving my kid
what
with you.
Mean?
I'm not leaving my kid with you the know, grandpa.
I'd have been just like James.
Y'all about
Bond,
to make me say something crazy
another day.
Here. What you mean?
Oh my God.
You know now you know there are people that are crazy enough to be like, oh, now that they see the babies here, he gonna change or be different. They're not gonna be like, no, nigga.
Like, it's gonna break
this baby.
The curse.
And you're stupid.
You might as well change my name to PM Dawn, because you know what I would tell him? I'ma die without you.
Oh, no.
See ya. Me and this baby the fuck out of here. All you would see is them little legs and that diaper running across the goddamn living room floor.
Why did I picture that?
You know how them baby legs be looking from the back. The little thighs, smooth Johnson & Johnson thighs. All you see is the little baby legs. Running across that damn floor. Because we are out of here. You talking about away luggage. Shit.
Boom, that was a good regroup.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, just wanted to have a little fun with y'all this week.
That was
you know,
good. I don't know heavy. That was light, but it was good.
Okay. Shit.
It did the job.
And hopefully, hey, will she? Won't she? Is she? Can she?
Jesus.
We'll never know. Ooh. Maybe she's a banshee now. We never know. But the thing about it is, something going on.
Everyone has their own travel style. Some people like to get dressed up for a flight, and others choose comfort, like me in my durag when I'm in the airport. So, Away has a range of suitcases made for different materials, a variety of colors, and two carry-on sizes, so there's something for everyone. And Away's features include 360 spinner wheels, a laundry bag for dirty clothes, and a built-in lock, all in a lightweight suitcase with a durable exterior, making traveling much easier. And I can say for one, it makes my life so much easier knowing I can fit all those clothes instead of
that Away luggage, and I can bring them right back looking as fly as I need them to. And Away's products are designed to last a lifetime. So if any of your suitcases break, they'll arrange to have it fixed or replaced. There's also 100-day trial on everything Away makes, and you can return any non-personal items for a full refund during that period. Away offers free shipping and returns on any order within the contiguous U.S., Europe, Canada, and Australia. The newest line of suitcases are made from a durable, water-resistant nylon exterior that can extend 1.75 degrees. I have an Away suitcase. I've had it for so long. I actually had to take it to the Away store. I took it a while back.
And you had to send it away.
Actually, I didn't even send it away. I took it in, and they sent me right back out the same day with a new one. So I don't know if it...
With a whole new bag?
With a whole new bag.
Walked away with a whole new...
Walked away with a whole new Away. Like, I literally walked in. I was like, I don't have any of the stuff that I need. And they were just like, well, we... I mean, here you
go. That's customer service. You walked into Away feeling Away about your Away and walked away with another Away.
Okay. That's all I needed.
What a way to go.
A slogan.
It was amazing. So, to get your suitcase and shop other travel essentials, visit awaytravel.com/friendzone20. That's awaytravel.com/friendzone20.
IQ Bar is a hard-to-find protein bar that's both healthy and delicious and suitable for virtually all diets. Yeah. IQ Bars are the first nutrition bars that are packed with ingredients that fuel your brain and your body. Yeah. Each bar has 6 brain nutrients like omega-3s and vitamin E and 10 to 11 grams of plant protein. In fact, 25% of each bar is pure plant-based protein for body health. IQ bars are great for keto dieters and are ultra-low-carb. They're also paleo-friendly, vegan, non-GMO, and clean label. I mean, basically, if this don't work for you, it ain't you. I mean, it ain't the bar. Okay. And there are so many yummy flavors to choose from, like chocolate sea salt, almond butter chip, and lemon blueberry for others. It's truly a smart idea to grab an IQ bar. I'm telling you, when it comes to these protein bars, taste is a huge, like, it's a priority.
Have you had some?
I felt like it was on brand with me because it was called IQ. I think that I have, you know, a few smarts about myself. Okay. So I thought it was perfect for me. Like, you know, it was a smart choice, IQ bar. And it always pays to go with what you know because the bar was delicious. And the taste is so important to me. If I'm going to be making healthier choices, I still want to be satisfied.
Amen.
I'm still a man.
Amen.
So they work for me. And actually, at just 160 calories per bar, IQ bars are the perfect snack to stay full and focused throughout the day. Right now, our listeners can get 3 bars for free. Just pay $3.95 for shipping when you text ZONE to 29071. This is a special offer exclusively for our listeners because we're special. So you can text ZONE to the phone number 29071 and get 3 bars free. Text ZONE to 29071.
For real.
With that being said, it's time to bring in the goddamn wind chime.
So I have a question for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about your bed.
It's a Casper mattress. I actually
what's
just
the
went to
vibe
Target.
Of your bed? Like, walk us into your room. Tell us what's going on with your bed.
I ain't doing all that. Why?
Why not?
I just got some new stuff on Target, and it looks like a fake little commercial.
Oh, cute!
So you know
really?
How you know how Jay's couch
See,
is
it's in the air. See how I picked up on that?
Go ahead, tell us more. You know how Jay's couch is?
Mm-hmm.
It's like a material like that, like the new blanket that I got, but it's
like kind of velvet.
Yeah, but it's like a mustard caramel color, so it's like a nice brown to kind of go with the floor. And then I want to get some new like pillows, like a red and blue, like some jewel tones to go on top of it.
Look at you! Yeah. So what's inspiring you to want to have like cuter bedding?
I don't know. Like, so I've always wanted to have a vibe, but I've never been sure of like what I want the final vibe to be because I've always wanted something ultra plush, but then a little minimalist.
Mm-hmm.
So now I kind of want to do something a little like over the top, but still like warm and inviting. So
cute.
We'll see how that comes along.
Because men's bedding, for the most part, always cracks me up because it'll be like those flat pillows with that blue comforter.
Yeah,
everyone
right now,
knows.
You got to roll it over. You roll the pillow in half so it get under your neck.
And then you roll the pillow in half. Oh, my God. So what about you, Dustin?
Well, my bed takes quarters. It vibrates. rock and roll is actually going to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame because that's where it belongs. Now I'm just playing. My bed is cool. I got a tall, like, tufted headboard with, like, the sides that go up. You know what I'm talking about.
I do.
And they go around the bottom of it, too, or whatever, you know.
And what about the actual bedding?
Oh, the actual
bedding.
Like, what's
the vibe of
the bed? I have a white duvet, like a white. All my bedding
is
white.
Come on, duvet. That's a lot of work, so.
I like that it's called that. It makes me feel like I'm mature.
Like you, pure class.
Even though the first duvet you get is your dorm room. everybody knows the first duvet you get is in your dorm room. But anyway, yeah, that's what the bed look like.
Well, I love it. I love it because, well, I'm the next couple wellness segments are going to be like home based because that's kind of just where my head is at.
Mm-hmm.
But I noticed everyone around me, which is what's funny that you mentioned, you know, popping through Target and buying a couple
things
for your bed.
I didn't mean to get it. I just wanted to get a new little sheet set.
But that's
then
how
I seen
it
that
goes.
Quilt.
And then you, especially when you go home and put it on and then mm-hmm. you're like, oh, this is a whole thing. And it really changes the quality of your sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I've been working on my sleep schedule. And one of the things I had to tweak, like, when you wake up in the morning, are you the type that makes your bed immediately?
Not immediately, but
I'm
I make sure my bed is made before I, like...
Before you, like, leave or do your... Yes,
the
I'm the same.
First thing I do is... No, it's not making my bed.
Right. But I always wanted to be one of those people. I tried to keep going.
Exactly. It's a TMI episode, friend. Shit.
In order for me to keep going.
I've always wanted to be that. But I've always wanted to be one of those people that as soon as they get up, the first thing is, you know, I don't know if you guys do that, but
like the routine for success.
I get it from my mom where she beats the bed with the pillow. Do you do that?
I don't do that, but I know people that do. Yeah.
When she beats the blankets with the pillow to kind of get any dust mites or whatever, you know, comes on your bed when you're sleeping.
I thought people did that to fluff the pillow.
No, fluffing, you just literally hit the pillow and it fluffs it.
I thought these people was going crazy all that time. You're going to fluff out! You're going to fluff out! And just beating the fuck out the bed.
But I've always admired people that as soon as they get up, that's like the first order of business. But I've never really been that. And I noticed that the friends of mine that do that is because their parents instilled that in them. Yeah. You know, like it was a thing of like make your bed immediately. Like I don't play. It was a discipline thing. My mom is so laid back. She's like, girl, I have nothing in your room. Like it's none of my business what you do. So I would make my bed, but it just wouldn't be the first order of business. And that's like a little tweak that I made recently. And I noticed that having nice bedding kind of inspires that.
Yeah.
And in a podcast I was listening to on Hidden Brain, where it was talking about like, how do you build healthy habits? And, you know, the top of the year, everybody's talking about that because everyone's like trying to do their resolutions and figure out how to have like a more successful, thriving year.
And get divorced.
So one of the tips that the psychologist on the show, and I'm definitely going to bring that up next time because I wasn't going to bring that up now. So I don't have her information, but she mentioned removing the friction that like gets in the way of you doing these things with ease.
Getting divorced. I told y'all.
So one of the things that removed the friction was just the ease of having like really nice bedding. You know that. So as soon as I got up, I want to make my bed because I know how pretty it looks once it's made. You know, so that kind of like created an easeful reason for me to have that. That habit in the morning. And now, like, I have my throw pillows, you know, and, like, throw blankets, and I have it. Well, you guys saw how it looks, and it's just a really nice vibe and energy. And it does something when I, like, reorganize it in the morning, and I look at it, and, like, I walk out the room, like, okay, that's the first order of business. It's just one of those little personal tweaks I wanted to do. But in me buying bedding, which I mentioned Jungalow, which is my friend Justina's company. Yes. I told you guys how Crystal, all of us have, Claude just got some. We like Jungalowed out because the bedding is just so cute. But I wanted to tell you guys about bed sheets that I've been using the past couple months made out of eucalyptus. Yes, yes. I know those of you listening are like, oh, peak friend. Absolutely peak friend. But
you got big sheets.
They might as well be. Now, obviously, they don't smell like eucalyptus, but they're made from the eucalyptus tree because the eucalyptus tree is renewable. Like, it grows fast. So it's just more sustainable to create fibers. You know, it's more sustainable for the earth. It's a soft sheet. Like, I cannot explain to you guys. You have not felt luxury. And the fact that it's eco-luxury. This isn't like designer luxury. This isn't like the, you know, 1 million thread count luxury. This is like eucalyptus. It's a tree. Like, it's so soft. And I love one of the slogans that you see. It says, like, it's soft on you and soft on the earth, which I really love.
It's finna make me hot.
So it's made from the pulp of the eucalyptus trees and then transformed into a really smooth fiber. They spin it. It's soft. It's lightweight. It's breathable. If you're one of those people, I know I can get really sweaty in my sleep. Mm-hmm. You ever have that where, like, random days you wake up and you're just like, why am I so hot?
Dripping. Cold sweat.
And you just feel really hot.
Straight to the doctor.
And so it has a cooling sensation too if you're someone that are like a mini heater in your bed.
Like real eucalyptus.
Like real eucalyptus. It has the same cooling sensation without feeling like, you know, Dr. Bronner's in your butt crack. But it's silky. You know what's the best part? It doesn't wrinkle easily.
Oh, nice.
So when you know how sometimes your pillows, so you'll be looking at it and you'll be like, why do my pillows look like that?
So if you want people beating that mattress trying to get them wrinkles out, you ain't got to do that.
It already has that because it's so soft and lightweight, and the way that it's spun from the tree, it already has this sort of wrinkle-free energy to it, which is just nice. Once you like stretch it out and put it back on your bed, it looks like you just took it out the packaging.
Damn,
which is really cool, number one.
Literally.
And then it's one of those things, too, where the more you wash it, the softer and better it gets.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, with synthetic sheets, sometimes that's the opposite. Mm-hmm. It becomes a little more raggedy. You start seeing the strings and the seams coming apart and, you know, holes start forming. We all been there. And the thing about synthetic fibers is that they usually trap heat, which is why you do feel sweaty and hot. A lot of times it's not even your body. It's just your body. Your body's chemistry with the synthetic fibers in the sheets. So switching to something like eucalyptus, because it's so cooling, it's going to be better sleep. You know, you just feel better. You feel fresher, especially if you're one of those people that takes a shower before bed.
Yes.
Which is a must. I have to do that.
If you don't want to be musty, it's a must.
Okay.
But it's also nice for your bedding, too, to not get in there with body from the train or from your car or from being at work all day. And,
don't put them outside clothes on my bed.
Don't put the outside clothes on your bed. That's a big one. And like I said, my favorite part is that the eucalyptus tree is a fast-growing tree, so it's eco-friendly. I know one of the biggest issues that has been coming up with Palo Santo is that the tree takes so many years to grow. Mm. So us using it and, you know, Urban Outfitters selling it in the Bruja kits or whatever became trendy now, It's damaging for the ecosystem, but with this, it's actually helpful, especially for fashion, which at the end of the day, we know tends to be fast fashion, you know, but at least it's a fiber that's sustainable. Have you guys seen the ads? And by the way, I know people can be like, where can I get them? You can get them anywhere. You literally just type eucalyptus bedding. You can get it on Amazon. The one that I purchased that I'm absolutely in love with, I got it from Bed Bath & Beyond.
It was in the Beyond section.
But have you guys seen the ads on the train? Because they're everywhere.
I knew.
Because it's everywhere. So you knew I had to look it up. I was like, what is this company? They have taken over.
I took a picture of one of them ads. I was like,
they took over the damn chain.
They did.
And the thing that got me about the ad was when it was saying that it's made from recycled bottles. And know me, I was like, wait, the comforter's made from recycled bottles?
I ain't sleeping on no no fucking Sprite bottle. Like, what you mean?
I think that's cool.
It probably is.
I think it's so cool because they're just going to go into the landfill, but instead they're in your bed. I mean, I think that's a way better trade-off.
So you don't sleep on garbage. I'm just playing. I get it. I think it's dope, too.
It's very dope. And what I love about the Buffy comforter, once I looked it up and I actually ordered it, and this is not an ad. I have not worked worked with Buffy, I just really was like, damn, I'm such a millennial. All it took was me seeing the damn ad on the train, heard it on a couple of podcasts. Yes, yeah, see? Mm-hmm. You had, Asante just showed me a picture he took soft of the ad on the train.
Soft on
like
earth.
See, like soft on your bed, soft Annie. On earth.
Remember how the Annie branding looked? It looks like that.
It's so cute. So the way that their comforter works is that it's a eucalyptus shell. So the outside part, which is the part that touches your skin, you know, that's why it still has a cooling effect. It's really soft. If you're someone that likes big, puffy, kind of like really cloud-like comforters, this isn't for you.
Okay.
I'm personally the type that likes the flatter comforters because I put a quilt on top of my comforters for like personality, you know, like patterns. Mm-hmm. I usually keep, the way my bedding is that I put the fitted sheet, the flat sheet, the comforter, and then a quilt, and then a throw blanket. So those are kind of like the aesthetic levels that I kind of play around with. It just looks cool to me. I'll post a picture one day once I'm finished.
I have something different on every limb and just be naked in the middle.
I can't with you. But because of the layers I like to play with on the bedding, I personally don't like the comforter to be too puffy because then I'm going to just look big like, ass. Yeah, just a big get mountain of things.
Might as well get in the stove.
So like I was saying, the shell is eucalyptus, which keeps it breathable, but then it's the inside filling that's from recycled bottles, excuse me. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
The filler.
Like to coil it.
Yep. So I think that that's amazing for the earth, obviously, because if, you know, instead of, like I said, sending it to the landfill, it's helping us with our bedding. And it's really soft and warm. It's just a great comforter. I'm very happy with it. I was like, I bought it 3 months ago, and I was like, it's something that I was like, I'm going to, you know, see how it feels and then bring it up on the show at some point. Y'all know I like to give you guys like authentic experiences with these products. And the cool thing is that I saw on the site when I went to get it, that you buy it and they don't charge you. You can literally like keep it and then tell, and then they'll charge you like, you know, I think it's like a month later if you want to keep it. If you want to send it back, then you cancel it. You know, like it's just, that's how much they believe in the product. They're like, we'll send this shit to you for free, you know? And so that's really cool in case maybe you don't have the money for it right now. Like I said, it's great for the earth. It's great for your body. It just feels so nice. And it has really helped me change my like sleep hygiene that I've been trying to work on, which is like what time I'm going to sleep, what time I'm waking up,
quality of sleep,
which is so important, how my body's reacting to the sheets. Obviously, like I said, it's really nice that it's so soft. I can't even explain it. You guys just have to buy a set and I promise you, you're gonna have a very hard time going back to non-eucalyptus sheets because it's so soft.
I'm gonna give me some hard sheets.
It is so soft. Crystal was calling me a koala. Oh, she was like, you love some
koala sheets.
But it's just so cute. And one last fact about it. This particular company gets their pulp from Austria. It's a forest in Austria. And it uses 10 times less water than cotton.
Oh, wow.
When they're working on the crop. So that makes it even more sustainable for the earth.
I wonder what kind of slaves they got picking eucalyptus.
The koalas.
I'll tell you, there's some vegan slaves picking
Not
eucalyptus.
Vegan
slaves.
But just something to consider. Not the vegan slaves, but the eucalyptus sheets.
Fingertips just sensitive. Fingertips cool to the touch from picking eucalyptus.
So for those of you who,
and
I'll say one thing, eucalyptus sheets, for the most part, I kind of like scoured the internet to see how much people were selling them for. They are on the pricier side of bedding because of the fibers and how luxurious it is and feels. But like I said, they last a long time. I can tell I'm going to have those sheets for a long time. Like, once I washed it, I saw how much better it felt. I was like, oh, these are going to last me.
Ooh, what did they smell like in the dryer?
I mean, they don't smell like eucalyptus.
Oh,
I'll tell
what
you
are
that.
We doing here?
She said that.
It's like, That's just the vibe I would feel.
I thought these motherfuckers were going to have me open. Don't front. You know I got you open. That's what I thought. Ooh, the shit was going
to
be.
No, it doesn't sound like Vicks Vapor. I'm who wants to get in bed smelling like that?
I'm trying to be on my Dionne. I thought my nose was going to be open like Dionne Warwick after I slept in the motherfuckers. I was ready for the sham. Damn.
Oh, my God.
Sam, no, it sounds like an incredible idea.
No, honestly, it's one of those things that once you guys get a set, you're going to be like, Fran, I love you. Like, I already see the tweets once they're going to start rolling in. Actually, those of you who already have sets, because I'm sure, I mean, obviously they're for sale. Some of you have them. Just let them know in the comments on Twitter or in SoundCloud. That's amazing. It's one of those things that when you have the opportunity to splurge, because I know it's a luxury, but when you have the opportunity to splurge, or if you have like a birthday coming up, just ask someone, I want eucalyptus sheets. Get them in your environment at some point and make that like a self-care gift to yourself, because the sleep you're going to get on those sheets.
And you're worth it.
And you're absolutely worth it. And the quality of sleep you are going to get laying on that luxury.
You know what their slogan should be? This is free. I shouldn't even say this for free.
Go ahead. What is it?
You made your bed, now lie in it. Brilliant, right?
That's good.
Give me my money.
You are just
give
so
me my money.
And on that note, that's it for this week's
that's good.
Wellness segment. I can't wait for y'all to hit me back about this. I just love when y'all are happy and feel good. Like, that's my job in this world. So I cannot wait to hear your feedback. You and get some. I know Asante, he's going to get some.
You know, look, when it comes to sleep,
when I be bringing certain things up, if Asante pulls up his phone and starts, like, Googling it, I'm like, he's hooked in.
Low-key, I still got to give me a furniture piece, because when you were talking about furniture, I switched my bed sheets around. Mm-hmm. And when I was doing it, because yesterday, first of all, I am black as hell. I still have never connected my headboard on one of those.
Stop it.
I'm going to do it
like
one day.
On top of it.
You know what it is? It's because it's sitting behind it. But I didn't want that headboard. I was like, I'm going to get a different headboard. And then I was like, do I still want to live here? And I just
and
never connected
never
it.
Did.
Boy, my neighbors be done put me out.
So then I had the nerve to put my headboard to the side of my bed, and it's like now in the middle. And so it looks like my bed is like a fake kind of couch with the quilt on top.
Kind
of
cute.
It looks really cool now. So I was like, well, damn, now I just need to find or see if there's like an extension or like a side headboard or something and just get that put on, because that would look dope with my quilt stuff. So that's my new little task.
And your room is cute.
It is.
Asante vibes out his
bedroom. There's like a lot of really cool stuff to do with
it. For sure. It's a gamer's paradise.
He got a bidet.
And a duvet. And now we move on.
This nigga put a bidet in his bedroom.
Why is this so funny?
It's Asante with a bidet and a noob in a bedroom.
Hey! Bars.
Like, but what do you do with the bidet in the bathroom?
Hey.
All right.
If we care about the ingredients in the food we eat and the beauty products that we use, why shouldn't the same be true of the feminine care products? Introducing Lola, a female-founded company offering a line of organic cotton tampons, pads, liners, and biodegradable all-natural cleansing wipes. The company was established based on the idea that women shouldn't have to compromise when it comes to feminine care products. Major brands use a mix of synthetic ingredients in their feminine care products and may also be treated with harsh chemical cleansing agents, fragrances, and dyes. But Lola products are 100% organic cotton, offer complete transparency about their ingredients, and are easy to feel good about. Plus, Lola products come in a simple, customizable, and flexible subscription, delivering exactly what you need when you need it. You can even tailor your subscription based on product type, absorbency, quantity, and frequency. Plus, Lola cares. They donate feminine care products to homeless shelters across the U.S. for every purchase. You guys already know this is one of my favorite ads to amplify, because they actually came to us after I was raving about using Lola for a few months. So it was an organic ad that came to us.
Amen.
And I love the products. Still using them. Actually using them as we speak.
going strong.
For 30% of your first month subscription, visit mylola.com and enter friendzone 30. When you subscribe, the guys are like, all right. That's mylola.com with the code friendzone 30.
Welcome to Shoots and Ladders.
Well.
Sing, Frank.
So, you know, Mr. Music
very
Man.
Very terrible segue. Speaking of Shoots and Ladders, somebody showed me this movie. I forgot what it was called. I think it was something like Is It Normal or Something Too Normal. And this woman was sitting on the edge of a tub crying or something, and the man was trying to help her. All I know is she was saying she wasn't feeling good and she sneezed.
Whoa.
And she let off in the tub. It was very terrible.
Well, she did what?
She projectile shed into
Wait,
the tub.
Wait, was this a
it was
porn?
It was a movie.
Oh,
no,
like,
it
oh okay. It was,
oh, she doo-dooed like into the tub when she sneezed?
Well, actually not even into the tub, but like on the wall behind it. Like her skirt flew up and everything.
Ah,
it was so
where the
crazy.
Hell did she see this
Somebody
movie?
Randomly
not
showed
Marilyn
me this.
Monroe.
That's exactly what it was. It was terrible.
She's a little windy. Where her name was Wendy.
I'm gonna look when I talk to you off her music.
Putin Parlor.
Because it should be in my YouTube history.
Shart and Shirley. What the hell were you watching?
Somebody
sitting on the phone
randomly
crying.
What did we say to make him think of that? That's what I want to
know.
Probably
the same thing they told her.
Were you talking about the bidet? I was thinking about how that woman needed the bidet. And this,
oh, baby. Like, she needed a bamonth.
Yeah. When I tell you my head hurts. Oh my God.
Apparently, because okay. She was backed up and jacked up. Shout out to, at least used to be a traffic reporter in Detroit. They'd be like, traffic on 75 is backed up and jacked up. Shout out to him. He knows who he is.
Woo! Well, all right.
Anyway, yeah.
That.
That being said, and cleaned up. Okay.
Okay, so the movie was called Hall Pass. It's the sneezing scene.
All right. Well, I will look that up.
Well, we know what went through the hall. We know what was passing through.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Rotten, she needs to eat more fruits and vegetables.
All right.
Rotten belly, having ass, sneezing and shitting all over herself because she done got drunk sitting
she
on
needs
the side
some,
of the bed crying.
Some probiotics.
She sure do.
All right.
And leave that Patron. Get some probiotics and leave that Patron alone. That's what she need to do.
It's update. Where are we going?
Ladies and gentlemen, first and foremost, I want to say thank you to everybody that came out to my first Sipping Sound. It was my late night happy hour.
How was it?
Well, first and foremost,
I had this shirt on.
Did you? Mm-hmm. Oh, cute.
You did have that shirt on. It was the bomb. It's the bomb again today.
That was so specific.
I watched it, though. I ain't like that bitch on the side of the tub.
Oh, my God.
I'm so happy I shared that.
That bitch on the side of the tub.
Somebody showed it to me. I was like, why did I have to see this? And now
Dustin
it's
is
so
gone.
Now.
Oh, my God. Man.
All right.
Talking about a story to tell. I want to talk to her. I just want to know what happened before you lost your phone.
Oh my God.
Big thank you to Silver Factory, New York. It's a spot in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. Great service, great people. Mm-hmm. I just love the fact that they let me do my own thing in there. They were very hospitable. Right before I actually decided to do it was basically going to be a late night happy hour and I was going to play a bunch of my favorite cuts. But right before we started, Moselle, shout out to him, had me mm-hmm. download some DJ software. And so I was going to fade DJ for the night. But then shout out to Kid Fury, who came in and was actually
on the ones and twos.
Really?
Yes. I said, nigga, all you need is a sticker on the front of this laptop. Yeah. Man, you in business,
that
right?
Is so
he,
cute. For,
he legit was mixing the songs and shit. So
come
I was like,
on.
I was like, so now I have the software on my computer. So now I'm about to be mixing my damn self. And
dope as fuck.
So
y'all
yeah,
was
you
so
jamming.
Cute.
Hell yeah. We
I
was
said,
out there
you
jamming.
Counting beats per minute in this motherfucker.
Hell yeah. So shout out to us. We're gonna have our own little
That's
spot
really
we can come
cute.
Out and we're gonna have our own little cuts. And
you know what else? It really ain't even that far into Brooklyn when you're coming from Manhattan.
It's not. It's
so
really
that
not.
Really takes out the stress off.
Right.
You know what I'm
yeah.
saying? Because that's a hard.
Yeah, I had to update the venue at the last minute. The other venue, I don't really know what happened, but it don't matter.
I don't even remember what it was.
Exactly. So that's why I was so happy that the new venue, they were more than accommodating. Drinks were good. Thank you to everybody that came out. A lot of listeners came out.
Oh, sweetness. I'll be at the next one.
Yes. Friend, I know you had a lot to deal with, friend. You don't even drink.
The girls hit me and were like, are you coming? I was like, y'all, the mold people are in my house right now. I was like, the last thing I can do right now is think about a party. I just wanted them to get out my house.
It was a Thursday night. All I wanted to do was just have the spot, and whoever came out. So yeah, I was happy that anybody came out. Shit. And a lot of people came out, and people were just like cycling through.
When's the next one?
Next one's next month. We've already been talking.
I'm there.
We're already talking, and next month is very soon. So they want to do some other stuff, but I'm just trying to really work on the music stuff because that's really what I like. I like music, and we're going to do some fun things for the next few times.
I feel like we should do that thing we were talking about doing.
We should, because that mm-hmm. thing, that's
that
what,
event. Mm-hmm.
That's something that we were going to talk about doing last time.
Hey,
so yes. Soon
we'll
come,
let y'all
soon
know.
Come.
We have a lot of really cool things coming up.
So yes, so because of it, it was late night happy hour. It was basically me live playlisting, just playing y'all some of the cuts that I've been listening to.
Super
cuts
cute.
That I know that you guys like already, and you know, cuts that I just need to hear a little bit more. That's what, you know, just me being honest. With that said, I really just want to just give a shout out to the Grammys. I know it was very hard with a lot of the tragic things that happened. But I know that a lot of people won that wanted to win, and they deserve to just be spotlit. So just shout out to everybody at the Grammys. I just know it was very hard. So
Lizzo was robbed.
And that's the
was she? Yes. What happened? I didn't watch.
She was nominated for all the majors, didn't win none of them. Billie Eyelashes. Billie and her lashes. She won Record of the Year, Song of the Year, Album of the Year, and Best New Artist. And
I mean,
something
but Billie Eilish is dope, though.
Yeah. She is, but you know damn well Lizzo should have won Record of the Year for Truth Hurts.
Oh, I would have given it to Lil Nas X.
Oh, for Old Town Road.
I mean, what song was bigger than his?
That's true.
Like literally, what song was bigger
the
than
The only
his?
Reason I'm thinking, like, I see why Truth Hurts really should have won is because I feel like it just got bigger and bigger every year. Like,
and
I
the
feel
fact
like
that it was an old song that came back. Right.
I was like, I was like, how did it get, like, not only another life, but an even bigger life, like, what, 3 or 4 years later? I was like,
because it was on a Netflix show.
It was on several shows. Like,
yeah,
it would play,
so
like, even in between Love and Hip Hop. Like, it would, like, on random shows you would hear. And I'm like, here we go with Truth Hurts. Like,
yeah. Good as hell, they used to play that every good time Love and Hip Hop went off. They would play it.
Yes, like, on them, like, last episodes when people would be about to end. Like, well, it was a crazy year for me and mine's, but this summer we still gonna get ours.
All
and
then,
like,
good
as hell.
Yeah, all I know is, ain't nothing stopping me from going after my dreams and getting into this money. And then you hear this.
Right.
I get my head done.
Right.
Yeah.
It's nowhere
right,
but up
like
for
a
here,
Tyler
baby.
Perry scene.
Right.
I mean, every time. Every time.
I was pissed off.
I don't really look.
Aww.
Well, at least.
I mean, I feel like we're used to it at this.
Yeah, that's something.
Someone gets robbed every year.
Right.
I don't know what was worse than Macklemore winning over Kendrick Lamar. Yeah. You want to talk
about
robbed?
That. So crazy.
You know what I mean? So,
and what is Macklemore doing now?
That meme.
On Doug.
On Doug? The cartoon?
Yeah.
They brought back. Anyway.
Macklemore looks just like Doug. He damn, with QT and A the gone away.
Damn. Oh, Doug, well. Not so funny. Just funny looking. I'm glad you brought up Lil Nas X. I really enjoy Lil Nas X.
And I loved his outfit.
Him and Billy Ray, they did win.
He looked like Keisha Kaur.
It was
he
really
did
cute.
Look like Keisha Kaur.
And it was like handmade, like Versace,
couture,
right?
Couture.
Like couture.
Yeah.
And he looked so good.
I love
Let's
him.
Let's be clear.
I loved him.
He was killing it.
I love him.
He just looked like Keisha Kaur.
I just want to, like,
which is great.
Hang with him, play video games with him. Like,
I want to talk about people with him.
Yes, and laugh at people. Because the way he trolls people, like,
he's so good
they,
at
there
it.
Was a clip of him on the internet in the strip club with Lizzo, and he was just throwing ones on the beat. And they were like, why are you throwing ones like that? And he was like, I'm throwing them on the beat of the song. And he's like, well, why you look like that? And you in a strip club. And then he puts, because, and it's a meme of SpongeBob with a broke wrist.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And that's exactly why he's going to be around, because the boy is
quick.
Yeah,
he's quick too.
That's forever talent. Never.
I love it.
Just nothing up but up for here for Lil Nas X. Can't wait to just see him do more. And him with Lizzo was amazing, because Lizzo, she did a lot of great performing this over the past couple of years. I saw her do a lot of really cool shit on her stage sets. One of my favorite moments I like to bring up is when she performed for Halloween last year, and her and the whole band was dressed like Sailor Moon. All of
her and the what?
Her and the rest of her like band, like so like.
Oh, I thought you said the whole band.
Oh, the whole band.
Oh, I was like, is that what her band is called?
She was
Lizzo and the whole band.
Did you see the Pussycat Dolls perform? Did you ever go back?
Hell no.
So you know they reunited. Did we talk? I think I talked about this.
Yeah, we Melody did. Because Melody wasn't there.
She's like, there's nothing to go back to. She's like, I'm a singer.
Ooh.
She was like, so I'm not a dancer. There's nothing to go back to. I was like, ooh, she Damn. Still hate them.
that's really all it is.
That river runs deep, baby.
She said there's nothing to go back to.
You let her see Nicole on a Friday night over at Nottingham or some shit, wherever they are.
Brixton?
Let her be out in Brixton on a Friday night. Run up on Nicole.
Is Melody still there, or is she in Australia? Because I thought Melody was in Australia.
Same thing.
I couldn't tell you.
No, I'm just playing. Shout out to Australia. I love Australia. God bless y'all.
Right? We were just talking about koalas and stuff, too.
Prayers up, too.
Right.
Yes.
For the wildfires.
For real. Definitely. I just wanted to talk a little trash from music right quick. I guess we could really just talk about our listens lately.
Mm-mm.
Unless there are pressing things in music you guys want to share.
Nothing I can think about.
I hate Alicia Keys' new song, and I'm mad.
What's wrong with it?
It was awful. And I thought
she debuted it at the Grammys?
No, this is a song that came out prior to the Grammys that she had. She's got a new album coming out, and all of the promo materials and the album art looks incredible. She looks gorgeous. All the shots and everything, it's like it's beautiful. And she actually looked beautiful at the Grammys, too.
I saw a picture. She looks so like snatched and healthy. Mm-hmm.
She looked great. And then we get the song, and it's like a corny, like feel good, like inspiration. It's like some shit. That's for the Oprah Best Life tour. You know what I'm saying? It's that kind of music.
It's not like a soundtrack.
And like Alicia, come on, you've made some of the greatest songs in the history of R&B music. Literally, that's no exaggeration. So why? How do you go from that? I know you said you keep on falling, but you ain't stopped falling yet. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, knowing her like vibe, I would think she's on some like the world is heavy right now. You know, it's a lot going on. She probably just wanted to put out some good energy.
Then make the 808s match. Okay, if the world is heavy, the 808 should be too. I'm tired of this. I'm not, and I wanted, I wanted to like the music. And so when I saw that she was promoting this new single, and the images were gorgeous, and it just looked like it was going to sound good. And I remember I tweeted like, I'm going to give this a chance.
Mm-hmm.
And then it came out.
Damn. I'm listening on my way home. Well,
I got mad on.
Did we shout out Tame Impala's?
No.
Man, listen, hold on. So they have a new record, a new song called Lost in Yesterday. You haven't heard it?
Mm-mm.
You guys, you know how we all feel about Tame Impala. So
is it the whole project or is it just a
single? No, it's just single. But if this is just a single,
can't wait for that.
I cannot wait. Tame Impala, Lost in Yesterday.
I love it.
Like,
it's amazing.
Can you even deal?
Love it.
My God. Okay, so switching up the vibes a little bit. Have y'all heard Cousin Stiz?
Oh, you've been. Come on, friend. Come on.
So this is part of my gym playlist.
Come on, friend.
Jade, I love working out with Jade. She'd be like, friend, what the fuck? I'm like, I mean, things change, you know, in here. This song is called Perfect. Cousin Stiz featuring City Girls. Round me, bitch, you perfect. Slide
with me, bitch, you perfect. Die for me, bitch, I'm perfect. Lie for me, bitch, I'm perfect. Ride with me, bitch, you perfect. Slide with me, bitch, you perfect. Die for me, bitch, I'm perfect. Lie for me, bitch, I'm perfect. In the Brinks truck, I need more bucks. I need more sluts at the top floor. Every time I go in, I get hot more. I feel glad, bitch, and she get sophomore. We was trapping while you was sophomores. Tryna make a dollar out of nothing, make you hot, boy. Give me what you got, sail away like we the yacht boys.
Acting like I and then Young Miami comes in and kills it.
She's been doing her thing. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm.
She's so good on this damn track. But,
most improved.
But I love this record. The first time I heard it, I was like, what he say? Slide with me, bitch, you perfect. I love it. And then switching the vibe again, Rema.
Like,
yeah, have y'all heard of Rema?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Pat Pooh's wife.
Rema's a dope ass artist, man. I've talked about.
Yeah, just don't piss her off.
I'm trying to keep a straight face. I have mentioned, see, you almost dropped your phone. Remy heard you. He makes really dope.
Oh, shoot.
I shouted out his song called Do Mebby a couple months ago, actually, and he has another record now called Corny. Which is funny because the title doesn't fit the vibe, but I mean, it's a dope ass song. That's how it goes.
It's your body where you get me. They make me one day do like I go na goom, go na goom, like I go na goom. Sasha, make you give me shit on. They make me one day do like I go na goom, go na goom, like I go na goom.
As fuck, right?
Dope.
Dope as hell. And the spelling
that's what
of
Monique
that.
Need to walk out to at her Showtime special. Do 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 Monique.
Only you. It's the spelling is R E M A because I know y'all are gonna ask. And the song was Corny. And those are my three.
Rema or Rema?
It's Rema.
Rema.
Yeah.
Like the Bad Girls Club. No, that was Rema.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Right. So not like the Bad Girls Club. What about you, Mr. Ross? What you been listening to?
So right now it's this song by this dude named Goods, featuring Dave East. It's called Real. Yeah. And it's the jam. Listen.
You hear me? Do you hear me?
Hello?
How you looking on your side, Issa? No nail polish, no red dreads, no tight pants, no skirts, no weirdos.
All these fake Cubans, stop dipping them. I get dressed in the rain, nigga, watch me drip on them. If it's lower than my number, then I could get with them. Before you stand up for them, you gotta sit with them. But I'm a businessman now, I don't condone that. The building I used to work in, I'm trying to own that. Business move, fly myself in, then get flown back. Automatics if he talking static like his phone tap. He looking, his tech wetting.
That's right.
They be shook, but they set reppin'. Just made 100,000, can't wait for my next blessing.
On my way to all right, take a look. So give y'all a little piece of that. That's the vibe. I like to listen to shit that makes me feel like I'm hung when I walk down the street.
Well,
you know, I feel like hung can mean whatever you want it to mean.
I
like
feel you.
Whatever it means in your own life. But that, like that, that's
relatable.
The vibe, right? You know? That haunting piano. And,
haunting piano.
You know?
I just love when you feel like you in New York. You know,
where you go.
That's just a New York ass record.
And you're just beating down the block.
You blow out in the, you see your breath blow out. You know what I'm saying? Like that's the you know, YKTFGO.
Oh,
that was good.
Oh my goodness.
That's it.
That's all you've been listening to? That's,
I'm telling you, I've been
he's
banging
like, that's
it.
All that needs to be
Dave
heard.
He's posted a clip of the video on his Instagram, and when I heard that beat, y'all know what kind of shit I like. So
yeah,
when I heard the beat, I was
knew.
Like, we got another one. Started gripping everything next to me with my hands.
Already.
Yeah, I had to go download it, so I'm happy.
All right. Well, I just have a couple of things I want to share with you very quickly. First off, I want to give honor to one Megan Thee Stallion.
Hey.
She just dropped a song called B-I-T-C-H.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to play a little snippet of it, and then we're going to get right back to it.
Real hot girl shit. Ah. It ain't always about what you like. Sometimes it's about what's right. I'd rather be a B-I-T-C-H, cause that's what you gon' call me when I'm trippin' anyway. You know you can't control me, baby. You need a real one in your life. The bitches ain't gon' give it to you, right? I'd rather be a B-I-T-C-H, cause that's what you gon' call me when I'm trippin' anyway. You know you can't control me, baby. You need a real one in your life. The bitches ain't gon' give it to you, right?
So that's Megan Thee Stallion's new record. She just dropped Diamonds before this, and now there's the B-I-T-C-H record. She's lukewarm for me. I feel like we're going to come out real hot for the summer, so she's just kind of playing with us, starting the year off. That's how I'm feeling. Now, I want to just ramp it up.
She's testing the waters.
She's testing the waters, and, you know, I hate to downplay one's value because everyone knows I ride for the Stallion hard.
But the Stallion.
One of the things that I ride for so hard about the Stallion, she's one of these new girls that come in and she pours off the other girls. So I see this record, right? And I see this record as an opportunity. Maybe this could have been an icebreaker. I should have started with this. I don't know. But not, and again, not to take away from Megan, because, you know, that's my girl. And she likes all the other girls. So B-I-T-C-H is another opportunity to unify other women, kind of, you know, on a U-N-I-T-Y type of front line, and do a remix with some bad bitches and get it popping. I heard this song and I heard this beat and I was like, damn, all our faves would go hard on this, right? So I could hear Cash Doll being like, Cash Doll. And you know, really reading why she would be a bitch. I feel like, you know, even Mulatto, she's been out here. Big Lotto could come out and say, you know, why she'd rather be a B-I-T-C-H. I just feel like there's an opportunity here. And I don't want, I'm not saying that this record needs to be taken away from her. I just would love to see, you know, I like when that moment happens. We love to see it. So anyone listening, Megan, I just know that you are all about all the girls. And, I just want to see you do a record with a bunch of girls. And not to say that it needs to be this, but this is a great opportunity for that. So I wanted to play that one because, you know, I heard it and I really like that little hook and chorus. So had to spotlight my girl Meg. But I also want to play for you something that I've been listening to on like a, I guess it's a ratchet front as well. I don't know if any of you have ever heard of this artist. Damn, this is a lot of words. This artist is called Down to Mars, but this track is called...
I heard of Downton Abbey.
Well,
I love
this,
that
the space
show.
Version.
No, this is the nigga version.
That's my show.
No, but this group, this rapper, I don't know if this is a rapper, if it's a group or what, but I believe this is a rapper. But artist name is Down to Mars, and the name of this track is Talk to Me. This is my shit right now. So, you know, that's all I want to play for y'all, a little snippet of that.
I like that.
It's been rocking. You know, the cover art's a little funky looking, so I know there's two people on there. So I don't know if it's like a, you know, singer, rapper, producer combo or whatever, but, you know, shout out to Down to Mars. I'm feeling that vibe.
Cool ass name, too.
Cool ass name. I just want to know what y'all got.
Maybe it's Dante.
Huh?
Is it Dante?
Down to Mars?
Oh, I thought it was like Dante.
Down to Mars?
Yeah.
Down to Mars.
Like, you remember back in SNL, they would do that skit, Summer Down Now?
Yes,
like,
Summer Down Now.
Like, all right, now take out the yellow pages. Now go look up Donna Summer, Summer, comma, Donna, Summer, Donna. All right. So, sorry, stupid throwback thing. That's it for the Music Man segment. Now we can go on ahead and move on to the TV Land segment. Dustin Ross, what have you been watching?
Two things. First of all, I want to give a shout out to Netflix's Family Reunion. I know we talked about it before, but you guys, this really It's a sitcom that's on Netflix.
Loretta Devine in that one?
Loretta Devine plays the grandmother. Tia Mowry plays the mom. The Tawanda Braxton plays the dad. And then, but like...
I really used to be like, oh, that's so progressive.
But I'm telling you, this show is so funny and it's laced with so many different things. Like Tia's real life son, Cree, plays the, well, not plays, but he guest starred on one of the episodes as the friend of one of the other little kids, one of her children on the show. And when he was sitting at the table eating, she walked past him like, Mason. She's like, you so cute, looking just like your mama. And she like grabbed his chin and walked off. Because, you know, we know it's her son in real life. Aww. So they do shit like that, like through this whole season. The writing has like...
Oh, I need to watch
they
it.
They are giving us
it's Netflix original?
Netflix original. It's cool. Called Family Reunion. Season 2. Don't waste your time with season 1. Season 1 was like,
I won't
okay,
be lost, though.
Not at all. Oh, it's okay. Just, it's think my
just
wife
sitcom,
and kids,
yeah.
Family Matters. Like, you know what I mean?
The, oh, I'm the watch children. It. I need something new to watch.
These actors are so talented, and they have so many different skills. Like, one of the little boys in the family, he, like, in one of the scenes, he was about to get beat up or whatever by these this gang, quote-unquote, but it was really a martial arts crew. And so he started, like, flipping out of the fight, like, and doing all these stunts, but he actually tumbles and flips in real life. Mm. It's just, and it's actually... funny, like real life funny. Loretta Devine and Tia Mowry have amazing chemistry, and they play mother-in-law and daughter. It's just, I'm telling you, it's great. So watch that.
I'm going to watch it because everyone's been telling me to watch Cheer.
Cheer was amazing.
Cheer was great.
Everyone's like, you got to watch it. I started it last night, but I didn't, you know, I have a curfew now.
Yes,
so
you do. You're working on that sleep schedule.
I'm working on that sleep hygiene. So as soon as it was nearing, I had only gotten 10 minutes in. I was like, oh, well.
Yep.
So I'm going to watch the rest.
Fit,
it's good to
fuck that shit.
It's
go
good to
bed.
Stretch it out. It's good to, like, you know, kind of watch
it
episode
in pieces.
Here and there.
Yeah, it looked,
stretch
I mean,
it out. Cheer.
I mean, those 10 minutes right. I saw already got me, so
right. The
I'm
way
excited.
It shot, the people. The
yeah.
People.
Netflix Family Reunion is just a feel-good Black family sitcom.
Yeah, like, I feel like we haven't had one of those.
Throwback
in a long
tomorrow,
time.
Like I said, my wife and kids, Family Matters, like that's the vibe. Mm. So watch that. Second thing, get the Zeus app and watch Jocelyn's Cabaret.
Oh God.
Best for $3.99 you have ever spent.
I have the Zeus app.
Have you watched the show, friend?
Oh wait, you got the login?
Yeah.
Oh you
I mean, no, we're logging.
Yeah, that gifting.
We support.
That gifting.
She
gifting.
Has the shoes.
That gifting. That gifting. That gifting.
No, I have it. So I'm. You know what? I am going to watch it.
Literally, there's nudity.
Oh,
there's,
okay.
The language is not added. There's no censoring of the language. It's literally like the Players Club reality show. And I've never seen a reality club. And Jocelyn says, just when you just have to watch it, the things that she says in her confessional scenes, like this is literally
she's just a star. Huh?
This is Jocelyn on steroids, for no pun intended. But this is literally like Jocelyn on like steroids. Like this is, it's just a completely unfiltered. And I could go into detail about so many other things, but just know. When we have talked for so many years on this show about authenticity and the importance of it in reality shows, these girls don't even give a fuck about the cameras really rolling. They just have a point to prove when it comes to their personal conflicts. Mm-hmm. They're happy to be exotic dancers and do some of them even do sex work, and they admittedly talk about that.
Right.
They're
Who
happy
are these
with
women?
That.
These are her friends, her
women
peers.
That danced at G5, and two of the girls she already knew, two of the girls she met at G5, and she created she got these five girls and created this cabaret that she wants to cast them in.
What's G5?
Strip club.
A legendary strip club
okay.
in Miami.
In Miami. Oh, okay.
We should go.
Yeah.
You would enjoy it.
I'm in.
Y'all got to watch it. That's all I got to say.
I'm in.
So,
I'm in.
That's all I want to talk about on TV Land this week.
Cute.
Can I add some things?
Mm-hmm.
Can I say something? Okay, y'all. I need more Black people in action films. All over again. I just need there to be a resurgence.
We don't take a lot of physical chances.
And there. You know,
what's triggering
trouble.
That thought?
Okay, so actually it is going to be happening. And I think what's triggering it is the fact that it is happening. And I just want to see a bunch of it happen kind of around the same time. But I was watching, you know, the Marvel Universe. They're coming out with a bunch of new movies. They're bringing Blade back. And Mahershala Ali is supposed to be playing Blade. And so I was, like, thinking about, like, other little people that could do other little things. And like I told y'all, I've been obsessed with Regina King since Watchmen and watching her play that role. And I was like, I just want to see more of her in action now. So I watched like these old ass Resident Evil movies, and I was like, oh, I want to see her act alongside Mila Jovovich, because she was like a badass.
Well,
like,
where is Mila Jovovich?
Exactly. She probably just at home being a mom somewhere, but I'm sure she's still bad bitch preserved, because she did all them Resident Evil movies, and randomly Boris Kojo was in like the last two of them.
Multipass.
Right. OG sci-fi bitch. That's
Damn,
what I'm talking about.
I watched that movie.
Oh my God, and Chris Tucker was in there.
Right.
Oh, that was a good one.
Such a throwback. I haven't seen it.
But yeah, I just wanted to add, I want to see more black people in like the sci-fi and the action and like more of that genre. I just like that thing, that sort of thing. I love black stories, and I love when we can do comedy because we funny as fuck. I love when we do music because, you know, that's our shit. Mm. But it's just nothing like seeing black people, and especially like black women, because I don't feel like I have enough content of black women being like badasses outside of like the old school like black exploitation movies and like little random
Pam Grier
random movies here and there of, you know, them kicking out the white savior and saying you're not actually the savior, black woman, another one is here with the scent. Like, I just want to see that in an action setting more. It's just what I love.
I mean, put it in the universe.
Yeah, just had to do that. That's it.
But any announcements before we get out of here? Last words?
The one announcement that they need to be concerned with is on SonyHall.com. And it is the home to buy tickets to our show on February 13th, 2020, Like the Vision, here in New York City. SonyHall.com. Search the Friend Zone. You'll see all the information you need. Full dinner menu available. It can be a date. Full drink menu available. If you're in your feelings and come alone, great show full of new elements. This is not your traditional Friend Zone, typical Friend Zone show that you've grown to know and love like we have.
Right.
This is something new. Something new.
Fresh.
Yeah. So check that out.
We're very excited
and we will
see you there. As always, thank you so much for listening. We love you so much. And we will catch you guys next week.
Stay black and protect your magic.
Bye.